It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. Okay, let's head to the Constitution State, the beautiful state of Connecticut. We've got Marty Ogden with us to help us flesh out, understand how things go down for track and field state qualifying in the state of Connecticut. Marty, how are you doing today? And why don't you start by giving us kind of a 30,000 foot level of your experience with Connecticut outdoor state track and field?
Well, thanks, Mike, for inviting me. This is a great opportunity. What a fantastic thing you're doing to try to educate all of us from different states about how we all do things. So thank you very much. I've been running since high school. I ran for Danbury High School, and then I ran for Southern Connecticut State University. As soon as I graduated high school, I started coaching. I went back to my alma mater, coached there for about 10 years. We had some pretty good teams, won some state championships, nationally ranked. Started that tradition that of Danbury High cross country and track and field there. And then I moved on to Weston, where we had some state titleists there doing really well at Weston. Coached for a short time at Sacred Heart University, a couple of stints, got my grad work done there. And the past several years, though, I've been working for My Sports Results, where I've kind of left the coaching realm, but I'm still highly involved in Connecticut. I cover the state either with video interviews or writing articles. And I also do a lot of broadcasting for the state running network or national federation, whoever needs me there to do all the state meets and New England championships. I also have had a running camp, the Running Academy, for 20 years. This was my last year. We're going to merge with Foss Running Camp, who's coming down from New Hampshire to come to Connecticut, and I'm going to be working with them for time to come. So, yeah, I've been also keeping the state records for Connecticut for the past several years. So, I was the chairperson of the Outdoor Track Committee for a couple of years. So I have a variety of experiences in the Nutmeg State, as you like to say.
Absolutely. That was the other nickname I was going to go with Connecticut, the Nutmeg State. Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. Well, Marty, so we obviously got the right person here to represent the state of Connecticut. Let's start with, I know some states have separate private school or public school tracks to the state meet, if you will. What about Connecticut? Are we all, does every school compete against every school, or how do we do private versus public?
We are all in it together. Schools of choice, magnet schools, public schools, everything's competing against one another. A number of people say there should be a split between private and public schools, but we have not gone there in Connecticut yet.
Got it. And how many classes are there? And what do you call, some people are A, single A, double A. What do you do there in Connecticut?
We're even simpler than that. We have class S for small schools. Then we have class M for the next largest schools, and class double M. And then we have class L and double L. So that's five divisions, or we call them classes. And, it kind of makes sense. Like double L is extra large kind of thing. So those are the large schools, and class S, the smaller schools.
I like when they keep it simple. Small, yep. medium, large, extra large. I like that. That's great. So we have five classes. Love that. So do all five classes qualify the same way? We'll get into the actual qualifying here in a second, but do they all do the same steps towards the state meet?
Well, any performance within a regular season meet qualifies for the class meets. Obviously, the smaller classes have slightly, you know, easier standards, and it gets a little tougher for the double L. But so any dual meet, any invitational qualifies you for the state meet. So
are you saying there's no area, districts, regional meets?
We used to have sectionals when I was in high school, a long time ago, but I don't know, since I've been coaching, everybody automatically qualifies for their class championship if they make the standard.
So there's just a standard and you can qualify on the first meet of the year or the last meet of the year.
That's correct. Now, what we also do though, is then we qualify for the state open. We have an all state open, everybody from all classes, whatever, all, you know, public, private, everything goes to state open. And we, one thing we have unique in Connecticut or in New England is we have a New England championship, which is, it's just even more prestigious. So we, our basic, you know, thing that there's a team scoring for the class meet based on your population. Then there's a team scoring for the all Connecticut state open, we call it. And then the top six from the state open qualifies for a non-scoring New England championship.
Okay, so let me make sure we get this right. So we have 5 state championships in the classes. So the small M, double M, L, double L. And those get qualified. Right. You have a mark to hit for each throwing event, running event, jumping event.
Correct.
So does that mean technically, if let's just use a number, let's say 10-8 is a qualifier for the 100. If 100 kids in that class run 10-8 or better, they would go to the state meet. I just want to make sure. I mean, that's, yes, you know, it'd be hard to do, of course, but just,
yes,
saying, okay,
exactly.
So there's no cutoff like, oh, if that happens, only the top 24 go. It's okay. You hit the qualifying standard, you go.
There are occasions like we have had to increase the standards the past few years. And sometimes this, you know, this goes, one of your questions later on, you're going to ask me was about, what's your one complaint. Sometimes we do get too many. We have up to 40 kids sometimes in some events. That's too many, but that's for the state meet. Mm-hmm. To get to the state open though, mm-hmm, there's generally, you allow 5 for each class, and there could be a wild card if, what they do is they figure out who are the 12 fastest qualifying performances from all the class meets, and that becomes the wild card standard. So this way, generally, we only have about 24 or so for the different for the state open, but you could have more if somebody from a class makes that wild card standard. So if there's like a class that's really deep, like double L might be really deep in, say, the 2 mile, they might have 7 or 8 qualifiers from that one class just because they're much deeper than some of the other classes.
So you have the class state championships qualified on a standard.
Correct.
And then the top 5 plus a wild card option go to this all class state
champions. Yeah, the meet of champions. Some states call it the meet of champions. We call it the state open.
And there's a team. There's a team champion for A, I'm sorry, for A, for S and M and double M, each one of those. And now we go to this meet of champs, this not all comers. That's not correct. All star, like the best of the best from each class goes to a state championship. And is there a team title coming out of the, I like this. I really do like the all, almost said all comers again, the all star, the meet of champions. I like that a lot.
It's great because it takes different strategies to win different, you know. So if you need to have several really good athletes to be able to win the state open, but maybe you just have a team with a lot of very good athletes and you can focus on the class meet, especially like if the smaller schools, they can, you know, win the class meet and, you know, they might not be able to compete against the larger schools, although Bloomfield is a very small school in Connecticut. They just won the state open last year and they won several state opens on the girls' side. So that does happen where small schools win, but generally, obviously the larger schools have, you know, tend to win, but not always though. A lot of the medium schools do win the state open, which is great. It kind of gives everybody a chance to kind of come home with some type of, at least a chance at being excellent and winning state championship.
And describe let's start with the class state championships. How is that meet held? Are all of them done at the same venue? Do they all have their own separate venues? Is it a 1-day meet, 2-day meet? Describe that for us.
We got lucky a few years ago. We merged all the class meets to one venue in New Britain, which is central in Connecticut. There's a very large stadium called Woolbrook Park and a veteran stadium. And they have like, you know, world-class soccer stadium and everything that I think Central Connecticut plays there, but it's a great track, nine lanes, college track. They have a fantastic throwing area right outside the stadium. That's some people find that controversial. They like to have the throwing in the stadium, sure. But the javelin, shot and disc were all within like 20 feet of each other, you know? So that's kind of cool. It's a really great stadium. And what we do is over a 3-day period, we hold the five meets. So they'll start one meet at 10 a.m. in the morning. The other meet starts at 4 p.m. For 2 days. And then one class is like on the individual right. day at 4:00. And then they all come back on the following Monday. And that's when we have our all-state meet, the state open championship.
So say that again. I heard 3-day meet for the five classes.
Yep.
And that meet is typically what days? Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Usually it's after Memorial Day. So it's usually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. And then the following Monday, everybody comes to the same stadium.
Correct. Yep.
And it's a 1-day meet then, I suspect.
Yep. That's just a 1-day meet. Yes.
Yeah. So you get, someone is winning two state titles within 7 days. They're winning their class state yep. title and the meet of champs. What is the name for that? What do you call the Connecticut
State Open officially it's a CIAC State Open.
That's a lot of C's. Okay, good. Perfect. Yeah. And then you have something unique in New England. You have a New England Championships, which encompasses a few different states. And so how Connecticut qualifies their athletes is they take the top six from the all class to that.
From the state open. Yes. For each of the six states in New England, they get to bring their top six.
Got it.
So there should be theoretically 36. Sometimes some teams decide not to come because, you know, like this past year is way up in Northern Maine. Mm-hmm. So a lot of teams didn't want to make the long trip up to Northern Maine and right. then next week can come back for one of the national meets.
Yeah.
So that happens sometimes. And then a lot of times some states will let you backfill. So the 7th or 8th or 9th place finisher might be able to qualify. Some states just put the top six and that's it. That's up to individual state.
Yeah. And what is the culture there in Connecticut in regards to that state title? Is it more prestigious to win your class, to win your all class meet, to qualify for the New England meet of champs? What's the culture there as far as like the real pride for these high school athletes and coaches?
That's a great question. Because I guess it depends on what the individual, the team has. Like some teams, they're all into the state open championship. That's their whole focus of the year. They might not even set up their lineup to win the class meet. They go for the state open, but it depends on what kind of horses you have, what kind of tools you have. Do you have the tools to contend for the state open title? If you don't, and then maybe your focus might be on the class meet. Mm-hmm. And say if you don't have a class meet title, you know, not a chance of winning a class meet, then the focus might be, hey, let's try to get this relay into New England's. That might be the focus. So I get, you know, I've done all three in my coaching career. You know, you focus on just getting the team to New England's or getting some right. individuals to New England's. And some years it's like, no, we're going for the class meet because we got a shot at that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on, I guess, the prestige of it all, it depends on, you know, what you want to hang your hat on at the end of the season. What do you want to be proud about at the end of the season? You know, when you have your banquet, what are you going to brag about? If you can have a shot at the open, I think a lot of teams will shoot for the open.
Yeah.
But that's kind of, you know, you really need to have like five or six real studs to win the open.
Yeah, that's a great point. Just a minute ago, I said some team is going to win two titles within 7 days. That's not actually accurate, that there can certainly be five class state champions and then someone who got second in one of the divisions because of the makeup of their team could actually win the all class. So you could win the all class without winning your single class.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought about that when you're explaining that.
The first state open title I won way back in 1998, we were defeated by a team in the class meet. Mm. So they were a little bit stronger than us at the class meet, but we had better points at the open. So right. because obviously you need to have some more stars at the open and you need to have right. more depth at class meets. Right.
Well, anything unique in regards to what Connecticut does for their individual events? You know, if we think the standard events are the 1, 2, 4, 8, maybe the mile, 2 mile, 4x8, 4x1, long jump, triple jump, pole vault, high jump, shot and disc.
Yeah, we do have javelin.
Oh,
I
nice.
Know a lot of, yeah, that's one event. We also have the 4x8, the first event of the day.
Nice.
That's kind of unique. I know, like, I think California just put it in last year. I think the 4x8 is a great event.
Mm-hmm.
For about 20 years, we were, I think, the only state or maybe one of the few states that had the 5,000 meters. That was removed from our state championship around 2002 or three or something like that.
Oh,
but
man.
We do have several invitations that have the 5,000 meters.
Right. But not for state meet anymore. I would not even have thought about that being a unique event to have. That would have been, that's awesome. I wish they would keep that. That's awesome.
Yeah. The one thing the CIAC, our state association, does do, our state open is on Monday. The following Saturday is New England's usually. And then the following Tuesday, Wednesday, pretty much the few days before the national championship meets, we do conduct an official state championship for the steeplechase, heptathlon, decathlon, and hammer throw competitions.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we're not as strong as Rhode Island, you know, because Rhode Island, hammer throw is part of their state meets. But we have been developing some pretty good hammer throwers the past several years. So that's kind of exciting. It doesn't count to a team title or anything that, but it's a separate thing. You can be crowned state champion. You get invited to the all state dinner and all that stuff.
That is awesome. I love, see that. That's another reason why we wanted to do these. That is awesome. That I wish it was part of the official state meeting. Maybe we can get there, but to be able to give these kids and the coaches the opportunity to coach the multis, to coach the steeple, to coach the hammer, that makes us stronger on the collegiate side, which in turn makes us stronger on the international side. It has to happen in our high school level. So that is amazing. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, we had two All-Americans in the steeplechase last year. Actually, three All-Americans. We had two boys and a girl that got All-American in the steeplechase last year. Awesome. It's great. It's a normal event for us. We have several opportunities to compete in the steeplechase and the hammer throw. Not as many as the heptathlon or decathlon, but we definitely have several opportunities to compete in those other meets.
That's great. Yes. All right, Marty, settle a debate for us. Do the culture in Connecticut, or maybe just you and how you talk about track, when you qualify for the end of the year meet, whether it's the class ones or the all class championship, do you qualify for the state meet or do you qualify for states? I've heard it both ways and I know which way I say it, but how do you say that?
You know, it can be interchangeable. I think we would know if you use either one, but I think I probably say qualify for states more frequently.
I think that's what I say too. Yeah. I love it. All right, yeah. Marty. And then you get one rant, small rant. If there was anything you could change, only one that you could change about your state qualifying system there, Connecticut, what might you do?
Well, we have an advantage in Connecticut is that we are a smaller state. So, you know, some of these bigger states, it's so hard to qualify. It is, you know, not easy, but it's easier to qualify for the state meet and the state open because we don't have, you know, 12 different classifications and regions all over the state and everything. And so the only thing I would have to say, kids are getting faster nowadays at all levels of the sport. So maybe we have to start toughening the standards in some events because, you know, when we have 40 kids qualifying, I looked it up real quickly. I saw some events at 40 kids qualifying for the state meet. That's making the state meet a little too long, I think. It might be better if we kind of toughen them up a little bit. I just feel bad because it's such a big deal to qualify for states. So if you brought the time down, you know, 10 seconds in 2 mile or something, that would exclude a lot of kids. But at the same time, we're just getting to be so many kids that are doing such fantastic things that it should be, you know, we should try to keep the numbers down a little bit lower, I think.
You started that by saying, you know, kids are faster these days. And I agree, kids are faster. They're throwing farther, jumping higher, et cetera. And you know what? I blame the coaches. You guys are doing such an amazing job throughout every high school, college, and the elites. It is quite amazing what's going on out there. And so, you know what, Connecticut coaches, you complain about how many kids are hitting the qualifying standard. You coach too good. Stop doing that,
yeah.
And we won't have that much.
Marty, well, I blame you because you're the one publicizing the sport and making it more exciting for everybody. So it's great.
I'll take that blame. Marty, thank you so much for stepping up and representing the great state of Connecticut. Very educational. I love the uniquenesses of the class state meets and then the all class. I'm a big, big proponent of like a meet of champs type for every state. So I do love that very much. And I'm really in love and something I learned, did not know at all before we hit record today. I love that you do this unofficial. Let's make these official steeplechase, multis, and hammer. That is absolutely fantastic. That is helping our young kids have opportunities for college opportunities. So, Marty, thank you again for representing Connecticut today.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.